And we wanted to thank today's sponsors brought to you by Anchor.fm. Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's completely no charge. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone, tablet, or computer. Anchor will also distribute your podcast for you, where it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and many more. Guys, it's everything you need to make a podcast. Honestly, it just takes for you to really get started. Go ahead and download the free Anchor app and go to anchor.fm and look forward to seeing you create your show. Yes. And our sponsors today brought to you by Spotify. You can listen to all your favorite artists and podcasts in one place for free. You don't even need a premium account. Spotify also has a huge catalog of shows on every topic, including the one you're listening to right now. On Spotify, you can follow your favorite shows so you never miss an episode. Premium users can download episodes to listen to offline wherever you are. Easily share what you're listening to with friends on Instagram. If you haven't done so already, be sure to download the Spotify app. Search for the Inspire Before We Expire podcast on Spotify or browse podcasts in the Your Library tab. Also, make sure to follow me so you never miss an episode of the Inspire Before We Expire show. Let's get it. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Inspire Before We Expire show. I am your host, Terrell Sumter. Guys, I'm very grateful, thankful, and graceful to be here another day that's never a promise. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want you all to really take some time and close your eyes, visualize. 10 to 15 seconds, where do you see yourself in the next year? Now, open. Now, guys, I want you to really breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out, and release those fears. Release those limited beliefs, those doubts, everything that's been stopping you, because the only person that's been holding you back is you. I'm here to advise you that you are not alone on this journey. And sometimes in life and along the journey, we just must have to just make a decision. Guys, sometimes we must have to take a leap. Despite the circumstance or situation, if you're currently in a workplace right now, anywhere around the world today, and you're feeling unhappy, you're not feeling fulfilled, you're feeling down, you're not feeling the energy, you're not feeling the vibe, sometimes you just have to walk away. Or sometimes, even when you are in a workplace and you may enjoy it, but you feel like there's something else you want to put your focus towards. That's that one niche, something you really love. And that's when you put your focus towards it and you feel like, man, now it's my time to walk away so I can put my all into this. Because listen, you get one life to live. And it's time to inspire before we expire, guys. As I bring to you today two very inspiring, educated, influential individuals. I mean, guys, you may see them on television. They have years and years of experience interviewing people from celebrities to presidents all around the world. I mean, these young ladies are incredible. I'm so glad I had the honor of connecting with them and now I'm bringing them onto my show. Very grateful for it. Lisa and Michelle, who are friends and also business partners. Lisa has a passion for creating videos and teaching the science of being on camera and the art of the interview. Lisa's childhood dream was always being on television, which turned into a 15-year career as a successful broadcast journalist in some of the largest cities in the country. She has covered some of the biggest stories, interviewing people from all walks of life, from famous to infamous, appearing on outlets from CNN to TMZ. Please let her on-camera experience serve your business and increase your sales. And then Michelle has a passion for storytelling and is ready to help find your story and increase your profits. At the age of 18, Michelle has stepped in front of the camera for the very first time, which led to a 24-year career in broadcast journalism. From presidents to celebrities, she has covered major stories across the nation. She has made appearances on networks like CBS Evening News, CBS This Morning, NBC, CNN, and The Inside Edition. Please let Michelle share her expertise and transform you into the powerful thought leader and social media marketer you are meant to be. Some fun facts. They had worked in television for a combined of 40 years. These two met because they once was competitors. Interesting. They both woke up at 1:30 a.m. and was on the air for 5 hours straight. Michelle has won 11 Emmys. Guys, these young ladies have came a long way. They have came together to really create something big. Company Blind Raven Strategies. And guys, I introduce you to Lisa and Michelle. Lisa, hi. Michelle, how y'all doing today?
We are great. Gosh, you should be a hype man.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining me today, ladies. I know it's your first time on Inspire Before We Expire. And I just wanted to see if you guys could just give us a background of you two.
Well, you did a pretty good job already. Michelle and I have a unique experience, and we have something that not a lot of people in the country have, which is serious television experience. And between the two of us, like you said, we've been in front of the camera for a combined 40 years. I know it doesn't look it because we look so young and fabulous.
Absolutely.
But we have a skill set that not a lot of people have. And so that's where we come from. And we're now focused on the future. And the future is digital. And the future is social media. And the future is not traditional television the way we grew up in it. So we are trying to innovate the future and help people get through the future in a way that still is meaningful and impactful.
And with our unique skill set, I think we could help so many people. And that really was our driving force for starting the business, is taking something as far as storytelling and helping to tell other people's story in an authentic way. I mean, that's what video is all about, is about connecting authentically. And for us to be able, I mean, we told stories for a living for years. We can take the most simplest of topics, which you might think is something that's not worth telling, and we can really find a true, passionate, and exciting way to tell your story. So that's what's really exciting for us.
I love that. I love that storytelling is a plus, honestly. You know, so many people are just afraid to just really put that out there and just let themselves be heard, right? So your company, Blind Raven Strategies, please tell the people, you know, when was this first established and, you know, what made you guys come up with the name?
Yeah. Well, the name, let's start with the name first. She's blonde and I have dark hair. Therefore, Blonde Raven. Not a whole lot of thought went into
that. There was not a lot of thought in that. But Blonde Raven Strategies really honestly came from a conversation that Michelle had multiple times. I mean, we would meet, like you said, we were competitors in the morning. She was on a TV show and I was on a TV show at the exact same time, Monday through Friday, for years. So we were competition, and became friends because we were like-minded in a lot of ways and like-minded in the ways of the future. And so we would get together at, like, you know, when we were done with work, while everybody was still working, but we were done, you know. So we would get together, we'd have lunch, and we'd talk about the future and what it looks like and how we could better utilize our skill set. And that's how this business came. We figured that we saw so many bad videos come our way from people who thought they could be on our show or be on the news. And they were horrible. And we thought to ourselves, well, we could help people get the attention that they so desperately want and save them a little money down the road by teaching them the skill set that we have.
And doing it in the right way. I think that was one thing that we saw a lot out there. You know, sometimes we'd have guests show up on our shows and, why am I here? Or they forgot to dress, you know, full body for the camera. Little things like that. Unless you're the person with the television experience who does these interviews, these might be things that you overlook in telling someone to do. So knowing the ins and outs of what happens from the second you step into a television station or the second you step in front of a camera, unless you've done TV, I don't think most people really understand. You might have a broad generalization of what you think it is, but it's really different when you live, eat, and breathe it.
So true. Absolutely. Yeah. So what are, like, as you guys speak of, like, just really being on television for years and really having experience and now teaching people, what are exactly the key skill sets that you two have applied to your life to really now help your clients and those you come across?
You know, the thing about video work, and we just honestly had a discussion with one of our clients just right before we got on this interview with you. Authenticity is something that everybody kind of throws around right now. Everybody's talking about authentic this, or you have to be authentic. But the question is, what is authentic? What is authentic? I mean, and the problem is, it's hard to monetize and it's hard to teach because it's different for everybody. So everybody's authenticity is their own. So where Nichelle and I have a specialization is, we can get in front of somebody or talk to somebody and we can tell within seconds what their roadblock is to getting to authentic. So oftentimes, you know, people are trying to be authentic on camera or trying to tell their story, but there's a roadblock somewhere and they don't know where it is and they don't know how to fix it. And our skill set is that we can get in front of somebody in a couple of seconds and tell immediately what the roadblock is, remove the roadblock, and then give them the structure and the map to move forward and be authentic.
And that's what, you know, in addition to the authenticity, we live in a very busy time with social media. Everyone's on social media. People want to be visible. And the best way to be visible is to make sure you're sharing your message, as Lisa mentioned, authentically. But you only have three seconds, if you're lucky, to capture someone's attention and to get them to hear what you're saying. Because, I mean, you've been on Instagram. You can just swipe, keep going, look past, and you might have some valuable information. But if you're spending, you know, 3 seconds saying, hi, my name is Nichelle, and I do know you've lost me on board. You need to get straight to the point. What is your pain point? How can I help you? And then how we can work together. It's all about making sure you have that messaging down right. And not only that, just connecting with an audience that you can't see on camera.
So true.
So that's another thing that we teach as well.
Absolutely.
Go ahead. Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, a lot of people think it's just because our phones are with us everywhere and because we do a lot of this and because we do, you know, everybody thinks that they're a broadcaster now because we thankfully have this technology that didn't exist 10 years ago. And just because you think you can do it for your Snapchat or you think you can do it for your Instagram stories doesn't mean that you're getting your message out. That doesn't mean that you're reaching the audience and telling your story the way you want. So that's a different skill set. And as long as people start to recognize that it's two different skill sets, then we're at least moving in the right direction.
Absolutely. I love that. I love that. Honestly, I could just really, I'm loving it so far, ladies, honestly, just from both of you and just coming together as once competitors. Like, honestly, you see what you all have created today is just powerful to me. And you guys are showing up each and every day. So I love that. So I wanted to ask, like, during this time of your journey, this entrepreneur journey after leaving television, like, what's the most challenging event you both faced, like, that really helped you in this to help you become this dominant power, influence you, like-minded individual? Today?
I would say it is our, I don't know if it's an ability or if it's a curse, but we don't like to be told no. And here's what we mean. In television, you know, we're up against deadlines time and time again. Like, you just have to, you have to get on the air, you have to make sure it's right. It's very high stress, it's high energy. And so coming into the business world, the transition for us has been a little bit harder because we can plow through things, get out content, do this and that, but then we have to realize that not everybody operates that way. So I think it's been able to take a step back and slow it down a little bit, because when you're in that environment where, you know, the deadlines and, you know, getting it out and get pushing that content as fast as you can, it doesn't quite translate in the business world as
we keep finding that. So that's a huge challenge for us. A huge challenge is to get out of the news mentality. You know, being in television and being in news, being in show business, you're all with like-minded people who operate the exact same way you do.
Very type A.
Very. We're all type A. We're all on a deadline. We all need it done yesterday. There is no time to waste. There is no time to think. You just have to do, and it needs to be done. It needs to be done perfectly. It needs to be done right. It needs to be done right yesterday. So to come here in the business world, like Michelle's saying, it's very hard for us to
slow it down.
We're getting better at it. But I think another one of our strengths, and I think a lot of our clients appreciate that, we can get it done fast. Whereas in the business world, things are pretty slow. But, you know, when we work with people, we move and we don't have time to waste, and we don't. That's why we're very, when we have clients that we work with one-on-one, we're very diligent and we make them sign, you know, agreements that this is our program. This is how the program works. You need to be dedicated to the program or you're not going to be part of the program. So that's a challenge in the business world that we're up against every day.
Indeed. And just absolutely like transitioning. I know it's like challenging or so during that journey or so. So I can imagine, you know, especially with the experience you guys had on television and now really working with clients. So, you know, now being in this space of business and really just working for yourselves or so and really putting in your own time, like, what keeps you guys grounded during this time? Like, being, you know, you have all these projects and things that's in motion, what keeps you two mostly grounded?
Listen, I mean, starting a business, it is hard. And I think any entrepreneur will tell you that. We probably have these visions of, oh, we'll work for ourselves and this is going to be great.
We endure our schedule.
Right. And then, you know, you hit the ground running and you're like, oh, the website hooks into that connector. And that, like, you don't understand. Like, you're learning a whole different set of skills that you've never had to learn before. So for any entrepreneur out there, especially if they're doing it on their own, kudos to you. There's two of us. And sometimes it's like, there's just so much on our plate, but it is rewarding because we're not waking up at 1 o'clock in the morning. Our health really took a turn for the worse, both of us. I had done that schedule for 18 years and she did it 10. For 10 years. So imagine the toll that it takes on your body. I always said that my family had the rest of me and not the best of me because I was so sleep deprived.
Yeah.
I didn't even have a life. I mean, I had no family. I mean, I have my mother and my father who's now passed and my brother and sister-in-law, but I never saw them. I lived across the country from them. I didn't have a family. I had friends sort of when I had time for them, but I had no personal life. And then as Michelle said, she was really ill and I was really ill as well because of the schedule and because of the grind and because of that news mentality that we were talking about, and it really took a toll. So when we decided we knew we couldn't do that much longer, We both came up against that. And I think a lot of people probably come up against a point in their career when they're like, I love this, but it's killing me. So I've got to find another way to do what I love, but also have time for me too. And that's when we came to this decision.
And I think a lot of people have that struggle. Like, I've got a great job and we make great money. But to walk away from it all, we literally just walked away. Yeah. People have a hard time understanding that, oh, well, there must have been a reason. Well, yeah, the reason was it was killing us, literally. But I think people are oftentimes afraid to take that leap of faith. And I've got to tell you, the day that I said the words that I was not coming back to work, and I talked to my boss, who was very compassionate and sweet about the situation, it was the most freeing and exhilarating moment of my entire life. I will never forget just this weight lifted off my shoulders. And it was, it's a freeing moment in my life that will stay with me forever. And I would say to people out there, if you're in a situation, I mean, it might be great. And that's why I love how we still get to tell stories, because I'm a storyteller and I love that. And I didn't want to let that go. But I also didn't want to end up in a hospital anymore. So it's okay to walk away, because it sounds so cliche, but so many more doors open up for you. And it's, if you've got that passion and that drive, you're not going to fail.
Yeah. I would also say, though, you know, the other side, because we like to be real, you know, so the other side of working for yourself is hard. Like, let's not sugarcoat that either. It's just as difficult. Yes, we're not waking up at 1 a.m. So if you have to really have a special, like, mentality and feel good about it going into it, and know that it's going to be a long haul before you get to the point in your mind that you've created for yourself. So every entrepreneur has this great idea, and then they're like, I want to start a business. And in their brain immediately jumps to, I can take a vacation whenever I want, or I can work, you know, 40 hours a week, or I can have weekends off. That's where your mind immediately jumps when you have the idea. But if you have to really push through, because it's not that way, at least for a while. And
absolutely.
So that's the real side of it, which Nichelle and I are in right now. And that's another challenge that we're working on, is trying to get through that part, because right now is the hard part when you're building and growing and scaling, which everybody needs to be thinking ahead down the road, scale. And so that is a process too. And you just have to, in your mind, know that you're going to get to that wonderful place one day when you can work 40 hours a week and you have help and you have a vacation time and you're making money. But until then, it's part of the grind, to grind it out.
Absolutely, ladies. Oh, man, interesting points, honestly. And like you said as well, it's about taking that leap of faith. And both of you all just made, like, you just... putting you two together is like, oh man, Serena and Venus, honestly, like, y'all powerful force. I'm gonna be real, because I just love hearing what you all are saying, because you stepped into it. You're actually actioning into it, from transitioning and working and being on TV and traveling the world, knowing it's catching up to you. You decided that, man, we need to do this as two. We're gonna come together and perform something powerful so we can really help others to also step into that space as well. So ladies, I have a lot of listeners right now that's really in a challenging space, you know, especially women who got their business and then they got a job or so like that. And some of them just stuck. They don't know which one to put more focus to, because they're trying to align it still. So what is some advice you would give to those women out there that's really trying to align with their true calling and separate themselves from what's just pushing them back? Like, what's some advice you two would give to them?
You mean like having somebody that has like a real steady job but has a passion for something else and is in that moment?
Exactly.
We both took a big risk doing this, and it's not for everyone. I would say, though, if you have a passion for something, try it. don't, because I mean, I'm not like a crazy, like quit my job and move to Aruba tomorrow. You know what I'm saying?
That
like,
sounds nice though.
It does sound nice. But what, you know, what we could have done, we didn't choose to do this, but we could have, you know, tried to dabble in this business a little bit to see if it was a proof of concept, to see if it worked before we made the huge leap. And maybe that's where people are getting stuck, you know, because you want security as a female in particular. I think you want security in your life, and that usually comes with finances. But you have these dreams and you have these passions that you want to fulfill, but there's usually not a financial security along with that. That's where the leap happens. So if there's a way for your listeners to stay in their day job and put in, you know, maybe nights, maybe one weekend, try it. Try the passion. See if there's people that are looking for it. See if there's a way to make it work. Do it for a couple of months that way. You're going to put in those amount of hours anyway if you're going to quit your job and have no finances. So you might as well start nights and weekends. You might as well start now and at least get a paycheck while you're doing it. And then when it's there and you feel secure in that too, then that tips the scale because you've got the financial and the passion in this new thing that you've created, and you don't need to rely fully on the security of your day job.
After I quit, I remember telling people, they're like, oh, how are you? Like they wanted me to be miserable. Not that they wanted, but you know, sometimes people want
expect
for you to say, yeah, I shouldn't have done that or question my choices. I would tell them, and I would go back and do it again if I had to. I have never been happier being poor. I'm in control.
Yeah.
I've gotten my life back, and there's not that doubt like, well, what if? I always would say too is I'm never going to be on my deathbed and say, oh, if only I had anchored one more newscast. What you say is, if only I had spent more time with my family and friends. Now, granted, starting a business, you're not necessarily afforded that luxury right away. But once you build it up, I think those rewards come back to you even greater. And that's what I would say. Don't get caught up with the, oh, I got that bill. Yes, you do. And that's the reality of living life. But you also have to be living as a person. You have to take care of yourself. And as long as you have a good work ethic, that is key. You will succeed. Lisa and I have been in tears. Well, mostly her in tears.
Mostly me in tears.
Here's the thing. We know, even in the darkest of times, we will never let ourselves fail.
Yeah.
That is not our mentality, and we're not going to quit.
Right.
So you have to persevere. And it's all basic stuff that I'm saying, but this is what's going to get you through.
Right. Yeah, the expectation for me, and Nichelle's absolutely dead on right. She's right in all of it. For me, and I think, and then there's some people like me and then some people like her. So the mentality in my brain of my wonderful schedule that I can create myself with my trip to Aruba, you know, for 2 weeks, you know, I get my vacation days and like, you know, that in my brain, I just need to wrap my brain around the idea that it's not coming now. But I have the chance of having it. Whereas if I stayed in my day job, I would never have the chance of having it. So I have to just hold on to the chance that, and the likelihood that owning our own business, we will get there because of who we are and because of how we work. But if I were to stay in the steady paycheck job, I'd never get there. I'd never have that freedom or that opportunity.
Yeah, don't let anyone or anything hold you down.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Ladies, I wanted to ask you all a question. This question, I want you to really take some time to really dive in. If you can pick up this magic phone, right, and you can really dial your younger 20-year-old self, what would that 5-minute conversation, or let's make it shorter, conversation just be like? What would you tell your younger self different?
I think Lisa and I have two very different personalities. Obviously, we're both type A, but I am naturally an introvert. I think over the years from being in television, I had to teach myself to be a type A, and I can actually be both if I have to. But I remember being in high school And I was always quiet, you know, I had close friends. I didn't have wasn't the most popular person, but I remember telling myself at that age, and it's something that I would reiterate to myself, my older self, someday people are going to know my name. And I didn't know how, I didn't know why, but I knew that I was put on this earth for a greater purpose, in the sense that I wasn't going to be a wallflower and let people tell me who I was. Mm-hmm. I was going to break out of my shell and be somebody where I can help people. And I didn't know how that was going to happen. So I think I would have told my younger self to have more faith and to have more strength, because all that takes time. So I would definitely have said something to that effect, because you can't give up no matter what age. And if you're a teenager, mm-hmm. sometimes, especially in these times of social media, it's easy to get down on yourself and compare yourself to everybody. I'll do it too sometimes, but you have to have that strong base of who you are to get you through those moments. So again, I would just have told myself, just don't give up and don't doubt yourself. God gave you these abilities for a reason. Even if you doubt them, he gave them to you. Mm-hmm. Run with it. Use them. So that's what I've managed to do over the course of 20-something years. And I doubt myself every single day, but I think that also sometimes makes me better, because I never want to take it for granted. I'm very thankful.
So like Nichelle said, we are very different and our paths have been very different. And it, as you said at the very beginning of this, when you were reading or talking about my bio, I knew when I was 4 years old that I wanted to be a reporter on television. I told my mom when I was 4 years old that that's what I wanted to do. And I spent my entire life, my entire childhood, my entire high school life, my entire college life, my entire master's life, perfecting that craft and hoping for a job in television and working, you know, to get that job in television and then finding that job in television and moving up the ranks. You know, that's a long process. And I never realized at the time, I thought it was going to come faster. So I probably would have told myself, you're going to get there. Like, you know, when you start at four doing this and you do all the, you know, classes and all of the stuff that goes into it. You know, I remember thinking when I was younger, oh my gosh, is this ever going to pay off? Is all this work going to, because in television, as Nichelle knows, there's never a guarantee. There's never a guarantee that you're going to get a job. There's never a guarantee that a station is going to pick you up or a news director is going to like you, or you're going to even keep your contract. There's no guarantee.
Oh, and it's brutal, not to mention people telling you, oh, you're ugly, you're fat, your makeup, your hair.
All of it.
You are picked apart and it takes a strong person.
Yeah.
But, you know, going to those life moments, sometimes you need some bad life moments to make you stronger.
Yeah.
And you come out the other side better.
Yeah. So I would have told my younger self, you'll make it. You'll get it. It's fine. It's going to take a long time, so just stick with it. Because it's the time, Nichelle and I agree, the time that we spent on the air all of those years were worth it. You know, they were worth it for what it was. They were worth it to accomplish the dream and to get to the dream. I mean, at 35 years old, I accomplished my dream. My whole dream was to come home and be on television. Here we are, and I accomplished it at 35. So I would also probably told my younger self, find a second dream too, because you're gonna have to work a little longer. So now I always in the back of my mind as a kid too, wanted to own my own business. And I always said, I'll never do that. That's really scary. But now here we are. So.
Absolutely. Success stories, honestly, you know, and I really enjoy just both of you all. And I like to do this every show, ladies, show gratitude to both of you all, honestly, and really sharing what you just shared as well is about really telling your younger self that. But I like to take gratitude because you devoted time to be here on the show. Honestly, you're diving deep within a short amount of time, you know, honestly, and I really appreciate it because, you know, what I've learned along this journey is that we all come from different walks of life. You know, men and women, we all have this gift. We all have something to share powerful with the universe. Sometimes we have it closed, but then sometimes it takes that one person, you know, to come along your journey to complete you, to help you hear more of what you've been holding so much in, to letting that inner fire and showing your inner greatness out to the world and to the universe, because it's good for you, what you always did. So ladies and gentlemen that's listening to right now, I really need you to implement the information that Lisa and Michelle are saying to you. Honestly, like they say, they have achieved, but they know what it is to be at the very bottom. They know what it is to climb, to fall, to climb, and to continue to climb, and then leave. And I mean, this is somebody's dream job to be on television and talk to people from around the world and interview and stuff like that. And it's just like they decided to take a risk and they decided to go their own path and do what makes them and what fused them. So I commend you, ladies, honestly. Like, I commend you all and I continue to root for you and continue with success, because it's just incredible to me. This is one of my, I did a lot of interviews, but I really enjoyed it, honestly. Well,
thank you, Jarrell. Now, listen, and we also want to offer your listeners something for free, totally for free. And right. If they are stuck, because a lot of the people that come to us are stuck.
Absolutely.
They want to do videos, they want to tell their story, they want to find a way, but they don't like the way they look, or they don't like the way they sound, or they don't know what to say. Michelle and I have a free, totally free, the free training, and it's just at our website, and I'll send you the link and you can put it up, but it's very easy.
Tell, what's the link?
It's blonderavenstrategies.com/confidence, and it's under 10, it's like a 7-minute video tutorial, and it's so easy, and it's just the introduction to get you over the hump, so you can, even if your small dream is to be able to tell your story on video and you're scared, just to get you into the over the hump and on in front of the camera, it's a great tool.
Yeah,
and it's totally free.
And whether it's a business or a personal story for your listeners, sharing your life or sharing your message could, like you said, really impact so many others. So if you know how to do it in a proper way, then we'd love to help you. But you got to put yourself out there sometimes, and that's where you take the biggest risks in life.
Absolutely. So what's the greatest advice you ladies have ever received? Like, it could be in the news world, it can be right now, your business, just what's the greatest advice you ever received and it's really stuck with you and you use it on a day-to-day basis?
You know what, for me, I think it goes back to the basics. Be kind. Mm-hmm. You can do whatever you want. You can be a CEO. You can be a bus driver. You can be a teacher. Just be kind. And I think that's when people will connect with you or your business or whatever it is you do. And, you know, just a simple act of kindness, you know this, can really change somebody's mm-hmm. life in some way.
So true.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My dad always used to say, work hard.
Work it's hard and be kind.
So simple. Yeah. But you know, my dad was very successful. He had 3,000 employees, is very successful. And I have never seen anybody work harder than him, except for us now. And now we're doing it. And so I think a lot of people think that things are given. Nothing's given. God gave you gifts, like Michelle is saying, that's a given. But in the world, on earth, nothing is a given. You have to work for it. You have to ask for it. You have to work for it. You have to know your worth, and you have to do. You can't just sit around and think and pretend. You have to do. And doing gets you somewhere. It might not get you exactly where you want, but it'll get you a step in a direction, and then you can correct the course from there.
Absolutely. So what would you ladies say like that superpower for you is, like, and what else do you all say that you may need to just improve more in a business to really help, you know, complete that whole blind raven strategy? Because, you know, like you say you deal with self-doubt. So, you know, if you want to just really elaborate more on that, what's that superpower and just what do you think you need to improve more as business?
You know, I think we're at a phase, especially with our career and in our life, where we are 1,000% confident in what we do, who we are, mm-hmm. and where we're going. So I don't even think that even registers with us.
I'm having right now, my current challenge that I'm trying to work through is the balance part.
Right.
So that's where both of us are, because mm-hmm. Nichelle is still working in television, and I'm still working in television on top of this business. Thank goodness they all coincide and they all work together. But it's a balancing out. Nichelle has a child and a husband, and I have a fiance and a family, you know, my niece and nephews. And so it's like, that's where I'm struggling and working on the balance part. I don't believe, somebody told me on one recent interview, they're like, oh, a work-life balance. And I'm like, that is a bunch of BS. There is no work-life balance. If you want to really succeed in business, you got to be like focused and in your business until you get the reward of the work-life balance. And Nichelle and I right now are doing a really good job of trying to, in this Make Blonde Raven Strategies, have a portion for life, because we both have a life, and that's why we left our dream jobs, was to have a little bit of a life. So we're trying to carve that time out.
Absolutely.
That's where I'm struggling right now, but we're working on it. It's a work in progress.
I appreciate your authenticity, but I remember you said, both of y'all said early in the interview, as far as when you are on camera, just being authentic and being real and expressing yourself and that vulnerability. You know, it's funny, because I was just listening to an interview earlier too, as well. Someone was talking about the same thing, because I even learned along my journey to be more vulnerable. So why do you ladies think, especially, you know, being on television, and also just being, you know, women who express themselves and sharing stories and helping people tell stories, why do you feel like vulnerability is key? Like, why do you feel like nowadays people should really express themselves and tell their story in an extraordinary way?
Well, I mean, think about it. If you look on Instagram and you see people, and oh my gosh, your life is so perfect. Oh my gosh. Like, and then you start to go to places where that's not really you. When it comes to authenticity, I mean, I'm not saying you need to cry all the time on video, because that could be exhausting. I'm saying is that you want to open yourself up to say, I'm real. I'm living life. I've got the same struggles as you, but I also have some great rewards that I'd like to share with you. And it's having those two things come together and sharing it with people, where if you're able to do that, it's a gift and it's a skill, but I feel like people will connect with you. It's like, I'm more prone, if it's a business, if I see you on video and I'm like, oh my gosh, I like that guy. I don't need a house right now, but when I do, I'm going to that guy, because that person was probably real. Mm-hmm. I don't want to see a pretty package. Like, sure, those are nice, but all nice and tied up in bow, because it might not be real when I unravel it. Do you know what I'm saying? It's all about showing who you are, and not some perfectly made up package. You know, we're all living life and we're all struggling. So just be real.
Right. And the problem is that the internet and Instagram and social media videos have boomed so quickly and so rapidly and so plentiful that they've all kind of turned into this either cookie cutter look, or they've turned into a mess that's way too long and nobody can pay attention. And so think about it when you're going through your Instagram feed, you know, and you're going through the Instagram stories and you just kind of swipe through them because you're like, that's boring. I've seen that. What if instead you could capture somebody's attention and they would stop on your video? Like, just take that in for a second. Just even that small gesture. That's what vulnerability creates, is that stop second. That second that people will stop and look at you instead of swiping past you.
Absolutely. That's powerful. That's powerful. Honestly, both of you all just made powerful points, just, you know, from Nichelle and Lisa, honestly. And I really think that's true as well, you know, honestly, just expressing yourself. and really helping others really express themselves in a powerful way. Ladies, I know we have a few minutes left. What's next for Blind Raven Strategy and you two? Like, what big projects you guys have coming up?
We have a lot of workshops. Hopefully we're going to be doing some more online things as well, but it's really just connecting with people and growing and sharing. And if there's some way we can help someone, listen, everybody's in business to make money, but it's about just helping somebody who's got a struggle, giving them a hand. And if I have that skill set, and if Lisa has that skill set, let us help. That's what we're here for.
And the other thing we like to say about us is that between the two of us, we pretty much cover everybody. So like Nichelle handles folks that are kind of introverted and scared, and I handle folks that are kind of over the top and need to be like reeled in. So pretty much anybody out there, we can help.
Absolutely.
So we're gonna keep doing our personal, seeing our private clients. We're gonna keep doing that. We're talking about taking our workshop on the road.
That'd be awesome. The Blind Raven Strategies Tour, huh?
Yeah.
It's a great workshop for people who really just want to understand the basics. So maybe if one of your listeners out there would like us to come to their city, we'd love to go. And just, it's a fun day. We don't want to talk at you. We want to talk with you.
Right. And it's a doer day. It's a do day. It's not a sit around and theorize. It's a let's do it. Let's get the experience. Let's get it under our belt
and have fun.
Absolutely, ladies. I know we're about to get out of here in a few, ladies. I love the energy from both of you all, honestly. And I just wanted to say, coming this far in the journey, I know it's not easy. It never will be easy. If it was easy, everyone would do it. But you all made it so far, have created so much success from it. As you say, you even got families who look to you like, man, keep going. What is that greatest fear, though? Like, what are you all, like, what's that greatest fear?
Greatest fear? That's a tough question.
I don't know. I mean, the only fear I have is that I'm going to keep working at this pace. That's crazy town, that's the only, but I love doing it. It's not like I'm doing it and I hate it. It's just that it's a lot, which is fine. That's what happens when you have two careers each. So there's, there's a company that we share and we each have a career on the side too. So it's just a lot. That's what I'm fearful of right now.
If I share that as well.
Other than that, Nichelle and I don't have we're confident people. That's why we got into television, and that's how we survived in television as long as we did. Because if you ever had any doubt, you're gone. So we don't possess the fear bone. We just do.
Mm-hmm. We're doers.
We just do. And I think that's...
And we'll worry about the, oh my gosh, should we really do that later?
Yeah.
That's kind of how we are.
Absolutely. And what do you enjoy most about this journey? Like, what makes you mostly proud?
I'm thankful that I get to work with her.
Yeah. I love that.
There are those moments where, like, oh my gosh, do I have to have another talk with her? Do I have to get on the phone with her again? But we say this, there's nobody else that I could do this with. Yeah. Like, there's nobody who could handle
us.
Or it's just, so I'm glad I'm in this with her.
Me too. And, the thing is that I think that makes our business relationship unique is when we were friends first. And two, which is very uncommon in co-owners, co-CEOs, is that it is truly co-CEOs. It's 50-50, all of it. And that's very uncommon in business because, any advisor will tell you somebody has to have veto power over the other. And Nichelle and I made a very conscious decision from the beginning that it was not going to be that way because we both believe in this business and we both have ideas about this business and we both want to see it a certain way. So we made a decision a long time ago and it's 50-50. And I think that's what makes us work too, is I don't think everybody, it's for everybody.
No, I remember so many people looked at us like, no, one of you has to have a bigger percentage in the company. And we were like, no, it doesn't. No, for us, it doesn't work that way. There's not one person who's got the hierarchy over the other. And thankfully we share the same vision. Mm-hmm. We might take different paths to get there, but we always end up with the same place. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I know it has to be, like you say, there's always somebody saying this. So why did you take this risk? Or somebody got to have the percentage. Like, now that you are in this space, you know, how do you all deal with the opinions of others? Like, because, you know,
I don't. And that was something that we learned in the news
television,
world.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be 10 times a day. You're fat. Okay, well, thank you.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you're not pretty enough. All right, great. We just look at it. It's almost like childish. And if somebody has something like that to say and they need to be mean to me, well, that's on them. It's not really my issue. I'm proud of who I am. I'm proud of what I stand for.
Yeah.
And we put blinders on, quite honestly.
I think that comes, like she's saying, that comes from the news world, though, because you have no choice. If you listen to I would get probably 20 to 30 emails a day, and hundreds of social media posts that were horrendous every day. And if I let that bother me ever, I would be curled up in a ball. So we've been trained, she and I have both been trained to not listen to anybody. I mean, we take advice from solid sources that have our best intentions at heart, and we know where it's coming from. But from outsiders, trust me, there's a lot of haters on us right now. There's a lot of haters, and we don't care. We don't listen. We don't care. We keep moving forward, and we keep being successful in spite of it. And I think that's another kind of feather in our cap that we're able to do that and keep going, because nobody likes to hear crappy things about them. No. Nobody likes to hear it.
Yeah, it's not fun, but again, you consider the source. Like, if she told me that, I'd be crushed.
Right.
And sometimes, you know, when people saying it, it has a lot to do with them, not you.
And then
the thing is, it's just going to keep you going. It's going to keep you relevant. So that's all they're doing, because they might be sitting there and saying something hateful towards you, but sit there going on your website and about to join your course.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't even know or trying to become a client or trying to learn your strategies and everything that you implemented to help you become the best woman that you are today, honestly. So ladies, when it's all said and done, what do you two mostly want to be remembered for?
I always say I want to be remembered as something more than the person in the box. So, and the box being the television screen box. So like when you're looking at a television screen, it's a box, and you always are this random floating head in a television screen. And for so many years, I was identified as the lady on the news. Oh, you're the news lady. Oh, you're the news. Like, nobody knew my name. Well, they knew my name, of course, but like, you know, when they'd run into me in the grocery store, they'd be like, Lisa, you're the news lady, you know, like, but I kind of would like to be remembered for more than that, you know, that I was able to help some people, help business owners get their message out, get help. You know, we have a client that has two little girls who are adorable, and they're going to be cute, the cutest little actresses. They're so cute. And like, you know, I want people to be like, she helped my daughters accomplish their dream. That would be awesome.
And for me, it's about being it's paving the path for my daughter to see, yeah, mommy might be away, or mommy might be working again, or mommy might be on another phone call, but I want her to have a good work ethic. Mm-hmm. I've explained to her since she was 2 years old, nobody is going to hand it to you. If you want something bad enough, you work for it. And that means hours upon hours of, if it's a song, singing your song and finding the music. You have to have a true passion and calling for something. So I would like to pass on my work ethic to her. I think that's so important. And sometimes we just get caught up in this world that we live in today where, of course, I'm going to be given a six-figure job. And of course, I'm going to be given a Porsche. No, you're not. You have to work for it.
Absolutely. That's powerful, ladies. Ladies, I know we're about to wrap it up. Anything else you want to share before we close?
No, but thank you for having us. We really appreciate it. And to all of your listeners, we hope that this is helpful. And if
something
strikes a chord, let us know. We're around. We're all, you know, we're easy to find. Like, we're all over social media, so we're easy to find.
Indeed. What's your website again? They can find you on your social media and everything.
Yeah, everything is Blonde Raven Strategies. So our Instagram account is that, and our website is that, and Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, I mean, literally all of it.
Awesome. I really enjoyed you all today, honestly, ladies. You know, because like I said, you guys are sisters, you know, and you all been together for a while and you're creating so much, you know, into the lives of others and helping them see their true selves by sharing and telling their stories. I just think that's big, you know, and that's what's needed nowadays, you know, to make this world a better place, but sharing it as an authentic place, an authentic way as well, versus, you know, because you see somebody else with the Porsche, the Lambo and all this, that stuff doesn't really equal nothing. It's for you, it's for you, but it's right where it's here that you want to bring to others to help them step out their comfort zone and step fully into their throne. So what you all did today, ladies, will help people get from their breaking point to reach their breakthrough, to see that they can rise and be present within the moment. Because knowing in the past, things may happen, but listening to two powerful ladies like you who have this background and tremendous experience in television and news and reporting and storytelling, and to now creating your own business and really helping people through the moment each and every day from all different walks of life. So hats off to you ladies again. I know I said that again, but I just wanted to take that time because I believe gratitude, a grateful heart becomes a faithful heart. So ladies and gentlemen, thank you all for tuning in today. Honestly, thank you for really being present and really showing your attention to Lisa and Nichelle of Blind Raven Strategies. Make sure to support them, support their mission. Also, make sure to go on their website. And don't be afraid to reach out, guys, because, you know, closed mouths don't get fed. Like, don't be afraid to just ask and help, because if you're in that stuck space, we all once was in that stuck space, I'm gonna be real. You know, honestly, like they said, they're doers. So they're there to help, give you not a handout, but a hand up, and help you through the process and help you through your struggle and help you through everything that you're going through right now within business, within life, because they're both, you know, they're both women of empowerment. They both have came so far and they speak so powerfully, but they're stepping into truly into their power as well. So ladies and gentlemen, I need you to really follow them on Instagram, follow their mission, support them, and stay tuned for their upcoming workshops as well. That's Blind Raven Strategies, guys, all one word. And I'm Terrell Sumter. She's Lisa. She's Nichelle of the Blind Raven Strategies, powerful, powerful woman. This is the Inspire Before We Expire, and we're out. Woo!